Hello and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Give back to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. So concludes Jesus' judgment on the rights and duties of people concerning what they owe our political masters and our Creator. Not easy words to interpret, but these words of Jesus in the Gospel today do reveal some important basic points upon which we can exercise our discernment and good judgment in regard to our relationship to government authorities, to each other as citizens, and to God. The first thing that Jesus makes clear is that, perhaps surprisingly, he expects his followers to obey civic authorities. This obedience is not a slavish one, precisely because the civic authority is not one which is exercised in a masterly way. Any true civic authority acts in our service. This is the basis of its legitimacy and its measure of value. This may be some news to those both within and without the church alike. Some Christians are revolted at the idea of political involvement or the value of political work. Many outside the church too regard not only civic but even ecclesial government as an oppressive offence to our dignity, a perpetual attack on an individual freedom. Jesus does not share this view. Clearly for him, government correctly exercised is always at the service of the people, and also the very condition of the precious freedoms which our very humanity grants us, but which our fallen human nature requires us to constantly preserve. That's what governments do, to preserve and protect human life, human dignity, and human freedom. As the Catechism of the Catholic Church reminds us at number 2236, the exercise of authority is meant to give outward expression to a just hierarchy of values in order to facilitate the exercise of freedom and responsibility by all. This is part of what makes civic service, and the work of a politician, such a noble vocation. Like soldiers and police, politicians too place their time and energy at the service of the protection and facilitation of the good and flourishing freedom of all society's members. It is its very nature of civic service inherent to its role that of itself places limits on the authority of the state, as again Jesus very clearly does in this passage. Clearly not all is owed to Caesar. If we are honest, we know that most is indeed owed to God, because he is the origin without which there is nothing, because he is truth and goodness itself and so the basis of any good law or moral requirement, because to him alone do we owe due worship as his creatures, and because any authority which is exercised is a participation in his own absolute governance of all that is and exists. As the Catechism also says at number 2235, the exercise of authority is measured morally in terms of its divine origin, its reasonable nature, and its specific object. No one can command or establish what is contrary to the dignity of persons and the natural law. This in short means two key things for us. One, as Christians, we owe all those in civic service due honour and basic obedience. And two, the measure of any government authority is the very nature of their authority, a service to human dignity and to facilitate participation in the natural law. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, grant that we may always conform our will to yours and serve your majesty in sincerity of heart. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.